Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
It's time for Bonte.
I call myself Tater Mac. Tater Mac. Like Tay, Tater Mac, and it was a terrible nickname.
Stiney.
Yeah! Okay. I need you to man up and say what you really want to say.
Say it.
And Guru.
And the G in BS&G stands for Guru.
On 95.7, The Game.
We've got to get Guru his Spice One back, Steiny. He doesn't look right with that intro music. We got to get the Spice One back for him. How you fellas doing? Because I tell you what, I'm doing good. And I thought about both of you all last night watching the Giants at Coors Field. I thought about you, Steiny.
How come?
I thought about Guru, what he said yesterday, what he's been saying over the last 2.5 weeks, which I thought he was drunk. I honestly thought Guru was drunk. But here we are today. Here we are, July 16th, and the Giants are 3 games out of the second NL wildcard spot, sweeping a doubleheader yesterday in Colorado, scored 19 runs in the first game, win 19-2, and then a nice little pitching duel in the nightcap, 2-1. Sam Dyson was filthy. Will Smith gets a save. Derek Rodriguez recalled from AAA Sacramento. And the Giants are now 4 under .500. And now I'm starting to believe, Steiny. I'm starting to believe something could be brewing out here.
And what could that be?
Could be a playoff spot. It could be a decision. It could be a decision at Farhan. You know, we'll have to make. If they are 1 or 2 games out of the wild card spot, how do you walk into that clubhouse? And I thought about this. How do you walk into that clubhouse, Goo? And tell Buster Posey, Bruce Bochy, the Brandons, Pablo, Longoria, hey, we're selling. We're, you know what? Our plan all year was to sell and get better in the farm systems. We're going to go ahead and, you know what? We know we're 2 out in the wild card, but we're going to sell. How do you tell that to a team full of competitors, athletes? I don't know how you do it, Steiny. I don't know how you do it, Goo.
Well, I was just going to tell Steiny, you know my favorite song, Buffalo Springfield. Something is happening here, and it's happening to the Giants. And what's happening, Steiny, is the rest of the National League is just wet in the bed. So right now you see the number at 3. It's feasible. But I was in the lab, and I want to share with you both one thing that has me a little melancholy about the Giants' chances. Bonte, this team is 26-23 on the road. The Giants are over .500. At home, not so well. So they're getting ready to come home and play the Mets for 4 games, Steiny. But that's supposed to be your safe haven. But it's reverse psychology now because they don't play well. Their offense is different. And I think it's psychological at home. So as excited as I am, fellas, about 3, this is the last road but home game against Colorado today, because then you got 4 against the Mets. And to me, Steiny, that's when we see if this team is like my favorite candy, red hot, if they can win at home. And if they don't, then it's going to be like, is it the ballpark that was our biggest culprit? Because we're a 500 team on the road, Matt Steinmetz. But at home, this team just, I think it's psychological. They can't hit like they do on the road.
Well, since half the game's at home, then the playoffs are unrealistic, aren't they?
Well, that gets you at 81 at 81.
But if you're, that's how it won't do it. But if you're giving in on the at home, well, then, I mean, if you think this team's got a psychological barrier to hitting at home, well, they're not going to go to the playoffs then, are they?
Well, they can prove me wrong, fellas, starting Thursday night against the Mets for 4, the lowly Mets.
The Mets for 4, the Cubs for 3, which would be a very intriguing series. Then they go on the road and play San Diego.
Which are
they
home
just
games.
Swept the Padres at Petco, which is, it's basically Oracle Park South. And then you go to Philadelphia, a team that is struggling, that got beat up by the Dodgers last night at Citizens Bank Park in Philadelphia. So Look, we're going to have a fun show today. Scott Miller is going to join us at 11 o'clock, National Major League Baseball columnist for Bleacher Report. Robbie Thompson, former Giant, two-time All-Star, will join us at 12 o'clock. And then we'll talk some football with Steve Mariucci. We'll talk about Jimmy Garoppolo at 1 o'clock here on 95.7 The Game. Matt Stein is there to Guru Johnson, Bonte Hill. And then we're going to hear from the fans, because I want to hear from the fans, especially the Giants fans. What do you want, Giants fans? What do you want? Do you want them to sell and say, okay, we understand, we want the Giants and Farhan to replenish the farm system, or do you want to see this team go for it? Do you want to see the Giants go for it if they are two out in the wild card the week of the deadline? What do you do? I want to hear from Giants fans, 888-957-9570, 888-957-9570. Also, take your text on the Chilled Auto Body text line at 95795 from the 559. I read the Giants have one of the toughest remaining schedules in baseball. But right now they're playing well. Mm. You can't deny that, Steinmetz. You can't deny it.
I wouldn't deny it. The question is, do you want to get all excited about a small sample size or not? And I think baseball is the worst possible sport where you can draw a conclusion from sweeping a doubleheader yesterday. Mm. I mean, it's great. And now they're four back or three back and they're four under. I just don't like when it's phrased as either buy or give up. It doesn't have to be one or the other. It can be play, continuing to play. And if a deal comes up for Will Smith, you make it. Can you go into the locker room? Can you go into the clubhouse and sell Buster Posey on that?
Probably.
Okay.
I'm cool with that.
So then you make that move. All right. Then a week from now, Dyson gets traded for a young player. Are we giving up if we're Posey?
Nah, but you're starting to say, hey, Dyson's one of our best relievers. Last night you saw how filthy he looked with the three strikeouts. I thought he was going to give it up. Thought he was going to give it up in the eighth inning at Coors Field.
He like
looked
he did good. Saturday night. Yeah.
He looked good yesterday.
I'm just saying, I haven't seen anything so far that would change my strategy from the beginning of the year, which was, let's build the farm system over the course of the next couple years, and let's try to build a foundation that we haven't had. That's what he was brought here for. If you think 45 and 49 and three games out can translate into a miracle run that gets him into the postseason, well, then okay, don't make any moves. I just would not, like, baseball is not the sport to get all excited about five-game winning streaks. I don't think, but, and I'm not being negative.
23 and 15.
In fact, I think I'm being positive. I am not putting a rebuild on hold for a team that's four under 500, and as of 2 days ago, were the 12th best team in the National League. That's not negative. In fact, I'm saying stick to the plan.
And that's the million-dollar question to me, fellas. This season, and this is the beauty of baseball, it's unique. I don't know where you go to dangle a mad bum if you weren't even this close. So I don't know if that package, that prize package that the Giants want to get, that haul that'll replenish the farm system, is out there. So I'm not against what you're saying, Steiny. And Bonte, I'm excited about the prospects only being three back, but isn't there a scenario? And I think we very well may be watching it now. Let it ride out. Let it play out. And if you were to move a Dyson or a Mad Bum, again, a guy that takes the hill once every 5 days, I don't think Buster Posey would flip over a spread or Brandon Crawford. That's just me, because I feel like there's not an everyday player in this lineup that's going to get moved. We're talking about, to me, two pitchers, a relief pitcher in Will Smith and Mad Bum if you decide to do it, even if you're in it. And again, not contradicting myself, if you were to move one of those two guys, like the Clippers in the NBA where we thought, oh, they're right, just mailing it in, you kind of just let it naturally, organically play out, Steiny. And looking at the standings, there are a lot of teams playing bad baseball.
A lot
it's
of them.
Not even August. You know how long the season is? It's long. They got a long way to go. So you're telling me if Farhan Zaidi took a call from a team right now, and that team wanted Brandon Belt, And they're offering more than anybody's offered for Brandon Belt in the last 3 years. You're telling me, you're saying, we're going to sit tight right now.
Well, me personally, I'd put Panda at first base and say, see you, Brandon.
Okay.
And if right. we, and take that
but,
package.
But will Posey crumble then because he's giving up?
He okay. shouldn't.
But okay. but I'm saying, though, if you're at the deadline here, folks, and you got a team that's won three championships, the core of your team has won three World Series championships.
Not to interrupt, through wild card. Qualifying for the wild card.
They won the division in 2010, wild twice. Card in 12. Right. Yeah, twice you had the wild card. And a team that has won, and you're going to say, hey, we're going to sell. Bumgarner's not going to want to get traded at that point. He's going to say, give me the ball every fifth day. I'll lead us like 2014, and I'm riding out with Bochy. That's the thing. It's Bochy's last season. How do you go look at Bruce Bochy in the eye and say, you know what, Bruce, this is a good story. It's a good run. All I'm saying is if they get to July 30th and they're in Philadelphia and they're sitting here tied 1-2 out of the wild card, I don't know how you sell this team on selling. I don't know how you do it. I don't know how you do it. Or this fan base. Or this fan base right now. Because the fan base is starting to believe.
You keep doing this with a fan base.
I'm telling you, man. This fan base is not used to selling, Steiny. Right, well, they're not used to it.
Good. Do what the fan base wants.
I'm telling you. I want to hear what the fan base wants. Giants fans, call in. 888-957-9570. We got a couple calls on hold here. What do you want to see Farhan do at the deadline? Stay tight. Hold tight. Stand pat and let it play out. Or do you want to still see him execute the game plan coming into the season, which was sell, sell, sell. We'll talk about all that right here on 95.7 The Game, BS&G. But first, let's go to Langford. Nice guy, Steven, with the latest on what's happening on 95.7 The Game.
What's coming up on The Game, Vontae, is brought to you by Ticket Crushers. The Giants took both games from the Rockies in yesterday's doubleheader, including a 19-2 beatdown in Game 1. Brandon Crawford set a record for a middle infielder with two home runs and eight ribbies in the game. Buster Posey, Mike Yastrzemski, and Stephen Vogt also went yak. They look to win their fourth straight as the series continues in Colorado. Red Hot A's begin a two-game homestand against the Mariners. NFL Insiders Week continues here at 95.7 The Game as Jerry Rice joined Joe Lo and Dibs this morning to talk about his expectations for the 49ers.
You know, we got the pieces of the puzzle. I think this is the year for the San Francisco 49ers. If we go 8-8, that's a great season, but, you know, I'm sure their expectations are higher than that.
Now, former 49ers head coach Steve Mariucci, Mooch, will join Vontae, Steiny, and Guru at 1 o'clock while Damon introduces a surprise NFL insider for 95.7 The Game at 5 o'clock. Coming up, Vontae, Steiny, and Guru take your calls on the Giants. I'm Stephen Langford on the Bay Area's number one sports station, 95.7 The Game.
Back to Vontae, Steiny, and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Welcome back to BS&G. Matt Steinman, Sterba Guru Johnson, Vontae Hill on a Tuesday morning. We'll take you up until 2 p.m. as we will every day. Scott Miller at 11 o'clock, excuse me. Robbie Thompson at noon. And then Steve Mariucci to talk about Jimmy Garoppolo at 1 p.m. Going to do all that today on 95.7 The Game. Plus, take your phone calls, 888-957-9570. And right now, fellas, we are talking Giants baseball. 23-15 since June 1st, Guru. Giants last year at the same date basically were four games out of the wild card spot. We know what happened there. They fell off, basically, and they got old in a hurry. But the same old team, all of a sudden, is starting hitting the baseball, and he scored 94 before the second game yesterday. It scored 94 runs in the last 11 games. Brandon Crawford joining Orlando Cepeda and Willie Mays as the only Giants to have eight RBIs in a game. I mean, just incredible what the Giants are doing right now, and it's already altered my thinking. You know, because the mood last month, Steinmetz, that's why I laughed at Guru a few weeks ago when he said the math is there. The Giants are 5.5 out. The math is there.
Laughing at me on the airplane to Vegas.
Man, I said, what are you smoking, dude? Like, what are you drinking? How cheap is that yak that you're sipping?
It's called hope.
Yeah, you're a lot of hope there. But all of a sudden, the mood now, a month later, is that Giants fans, some Giants fans want them to buy. Some Giants fans want them to stand pat. Some Giants fans aren't drinking a Kool-Aid. I'm just saying, if you're in a race, come the deadline, and you're two out, it's tough to sell me. Because I want to see teams go for it. You know, the whole rebuilding thing. We see teams like Sacramento, right? The Sacramento Kings. Rebuilding forever. Pick after pick after pick. I don't care about that stuff. If you got a window of opportunity to win now, I'm going to go for it. I'm sorry, Steiny. I'm going to go for it. So I'm not saying they should sell the farm or anything like that. You are rubbing off on me. This might not be a good thing. But if they are a game or two out by the deadline, I just don't know how you sell. I don't know how you do it.
I actually don't know where you guys are coming from. Because I just said, well, if you trade Will Smith, is that giving up? You said no. What if you trade Dyson? Is that giving up? You guys said no. Then I said, well, what if somebody gave an offer for Brandon Belt that's better than any deal that we've seen in the last 3 years? Would that be giving up? And you guys said no. So I don't know what you guys are defining as going for it and giving up. Because I just presented a scenario which three guys could be traded, and that's not giving up. So that's what I want to do.
Baumgartner would be the one that tells me that you're giving up. That would be the one for me. An ace. Granted, he's not the pitcher he was a few years ago.
Does he have no trade clause? Can he control, veto a trade?
Eight teams. The list includes eight teams. Ken Rosenthal had this back on May 11th, 2019. The list includes the Atlanta Braves, Boston Red Sox, Chicago Cubs, Houston Astros, Milwaukee Brewers, New York Yankees, Philadelphia Phillies, and the St. Louis Cardinals.
Well, all contenders.
What if the Giants are in contention? And he's like, look, I love playing for Bochy. I love being in San Francisco. I don't want to go anywhere. I'm just saying. That's the one guy, Steiny, that I think if you trade him, then I'm saying, okay, Farhan is looking forward to the future. But those other three guys, you can get by with them. You can get by without them.
Well, Guru says that you can trade Baumgartner and still be okay because he only takes the mound once out of 5 days.
I disagree with that.
Okay.
Because then you got to add Derek Rodriguez back to the rotation.
Who pitched well yesterday, and we thought he was going to give up 10 runs.
Yeah, let's see
him. You looked at the numbers and studied them till you got a headache.
No. He had a good start. Let's see him put together back-to-back starts, quality starts. Ty Block is down in AAA. Do you trust him to fill a rotation spot? I don't. Andrew Suarez, do you trust him? I don't. So the one guy I think you cannot trade if you're serious about pushing for a playoff spot is Madison Baumgartner. And that's a guy I wanted traded last year because I thought the Giants were going nowhere. But here we are again with them in a race. And I'm saying, well, you're not going to get much back, right, for Madison Baumgartner at this point. A team's not going to give up a high-level five-star prospect for 2 months of service for a guy they don't know who will re-sign. So why not? Why not keep him?
And you see the youngsters in the outfield. They're starting to show hope. But you're over there saying bye, bye, bye.
I didn't say bye.
The joke Stand 2 months by. Ago was you needed a little bit of everything. So if I were to ask you right now, Bonte Hill, what is the most pressing need for the Giants? To me, it's a starter. But you can't get something for free. And 94 games in, this team looked like dead men walking when the season started. Dude, it was a pain to watch the Giants. They were slow. They were boring. And all of a sudden, the offense has life. The ball's leaving the park. As a Giant fan, okay, Steiny, you are right. It's not even August, but they're 1 5-game losing streak away from falling all the way out. As a spectator, a fan for the Giants, I feel like they're playing with house money. The fact that you've gotten this far in the season, they're showing a pulse. If you believe that three is in it, if you believe they're not, they got a meaningful baseball left, and you're almost at August. That's almost a win-win coming from where this team looked at the All-Star break.
I don't know what you're advocating. It sounds like you're advocating to just keep playing and not do anything.
I'm just ride it out, Steiny. I don't feel like anybody you move on that roster right now is doing what Bonte's saying, throwing in the flag. There's nobody that I would – they threw in the flag. And I'm not dissing Belt. He's playing better baseball. But come on. If he was supposed to be what he was, this team might be 10 games over 500. The ship will not sink if you move Brandon Belt.
Who's it going to sink for? Who's it going to sink? What player will sink the franchise?
What if I said they don't have one?
Well, then you're talking about trading guys, right?
No, you said if Brandon Belt, if they got called.
So who can be traded and who can't? Who are you trading and that means you're giving up? And who are you trading and that means, well, we still think we have a chance?
No, I'm under. Ride it out. There's nobody under.
Okay, so don't make any trades.
Not don't. If you're giving me a haul for Mad Bum, see you later.
Okay, so you're yeah. okay. So yeah. you don't know what you're going to do yet.
I'm just ride it out, Steiny, okay. and continue. If you want to give me a super haul for Mad Bum, hey, it was a good run. See you later. Where we got a game today? How many we
so,
out?
So in other words, I mean honestly, they're 45-49. You're excited, but if two deals came across the plate right now for Mad Bum and Belt, you're doing it.
And they were overwhelming.
So,
let's go.
Okay. Well, yeah. then you're not really as excited as you're saying you are. And you're not really as the math works as you say you are. If you're going to give up on it just like that, I mean, well, hell, I'll do what you're doing.
What do Giants fans want to do?
Play it out.
What do Giants fans want to do? Is it more important to rebuild the farm system or go for it? You're three games out right now, July 16th.
You could be two.
What do you
want to
do, Giants fans?
I'll see you tomorrow.
888-957-9570. Let's go out to Michael in the city. Michael, you're on 95.7 The Game. As a Giants fan, what do you want to see happen with this organization heading to the deadline?
First, let me address the great debate here. Dante, he's making a great argument across the board.
Come on,
man. Baseball is a game of streaks. This five game, whatever streak they're on, doesn't mean nothing at all. Go by their paper trail. They are not a good team. Everybody has spikes. Hell, even Florida, their Jeter's team, had won 4 or 5 in a row. Should they be looking optimistically for a playoff game? No. The Giants are on their level. The Giants are not good. My boy, keep telling them, what planet are you on? Go back and rebuild the team. San Francisco is a great city. We want to be known for what we are. Let's show them that we can rebuild and stop trying to make chocolate milk out of powdered milk, okay?
Thanks for the phone call, Michael.
Michael,
what does he mean it's in San Francisco? I thought people want winners here. I thought this region was about winning. You look at all the great dynasties. I thought this region was about winning.
Well, they haven't
won in some time. Man, I thought the Giants, with them being in the hunt, that people would want to see them win. They're three games out. What are we watching for if they're not going to go win? What are we watching for? Seriously, if they're not going to go out there and win, what do you Giants fans want? I want to see them win. I want to see them go for it.
Well, why? Of course they're going to go try to win. Why do we view it like it's black and white? That's what I don't get. I just don't get it. Here's the other thing. 3 years ago, was it 3 years ago? No, time's flying. They were the worst team in the second half of the season.
They were.
2 years ago, they stunk. Last year, they stunk. So who have they acquired? Why is this team this year good? Or why do they have a chance? I mean, all their core players are older, so if this team's really going somewhere, well, then they have young players. They must have young players because they're starting to win games.
And they're again 6 games under at home, and for you to get to the promised land, which is the wild card, the second wild card, is I put out the threshold, Bonte. You got to do something at home. So I know they got a game today on the road, but you got 4 starting Thursday with the Mets. And I'm telling you, there is Heckle and
Jekyll and Hyde.
Jekyll and Hyde. I'm looking at Steiny. Jekyll and Hyde offense when you're on the road is compared to home. So if they come in Thursday, regardless of what happens today, and they're smashing the baseball like they've been doing, I'm all in. Like,
what does all in mean? Like, what does it mean? You
what
just said
you
you're not
going to
trade guys. You say you're going to trade guys and still win. You're all over the place.
No, I'm not all over the place. I'm talking about production. You're stuck on trades, man. The team has a job just like we do. 10-2, we show up every day. The baseball players show up and they got to play the game.
You're being the fantasy GM,
and I get it, or the owner, Matt, but you can't rob them of the players playing
when
the game.
When did I say I was robbing them of playing the game? What are you talking about?
Just a second ago. You were so stuck on titles.
We're going to trade guys.
Are the Giants hot or not, Matt Steinmetz? Answer the question.
Are they
hot or not? Are they playing good baseball or not?
They are.
Wow. That was okay. Why? That was a shock.
I guess they're trying to win, which they won't if something happens. I don't know. What's going to happen? So Why would they try not to win?
You're being negative, Nancy.
I'm not being negative, Nancy.
You're telling me, dude, are they going to buy or sell? Who gives a damn? That's not your job.
You just talked. You said yesterday they should not sell.
And they're three games
behind. So now you're changing your mind.
Anybody that can tell knows they're in it. I'm not changing my mind.
Changing your mind.
My
you don't even know what you want.
My position in this.
You don't know what you want.
My position in this.
He'll change tomorrow, too.
No, my position in this has always been, let's see where they're at the week of the deadline. 2 weeks from now, July 30th.
Okay.
Where are they at?
So that means do not make a trade now.
Do not make a trade
now.
Okay, fine. Do not. No.
Fine.
Now, I will say this. If they made a trade. No, I'll say this, though, Steiny. If they did trade Will Smith, say, later today. Okay. I get it. A relief pitcher. You got a deep bullpen. You'll be able to replace a Will Smith. I know he's been great this year. But you get a prospect or two for him. That's cool. If you trade Sam Dyson, that's cool. But keep everybody else and wait until the deadline. Wait until July 30th. Because if July 30th comes around and I see them tied for a wild card spot, Bonte Hill is going to say, you know what? It's time to go for it. Because what do you play the game for? You play to win, right? You play to win championships. Buster Posey, what does he play for? To get rings. Bumgarner, he plays to get rings. Oh, and by the way, you think Bochy wants to go out like a sucker? You think he wants to go manage meaningless baseball for the last 2 months of the season? If he's there in the top in a wild card race and he's tied or he's won back July 30th, July 31st, you better believe Bochy's going to say, we got a shot here. Let's go get it, boys.
And my point is, where are you going to get this?
You don't have to buy.
You don't have to buy. Everybody is there. They feel the same way that the Giants are.
I never said buy.
Do we go for it or not?
I never said buy. Going for it could just say, you know what,
we're standing
pat. I said, no, I never said anything about buying, Guru. What you do is stand pat, and you just roll with Bumgarner. You do the thing to where, hey, we know he's a free agent. He can leave for nothing. We'll get a comp pick for him. That's about it. But you don't go out there selling Joey Barts and Ramoses and everybody in AAA. You stand pat and say, all right, this is a team we got. We're not going to do much. Let's go ride. You don't sell. You don't buy, though.
The Giants are in a pennant race. I don't give a damn about, or should they buy or should they sell. The bottom line, anybody that can count can see they're three games back and they're in it. Okay?
There's no pennant race in the middle of July.
Says who?
Says me.
Okay, well, you're wrong.
Halfway
That's why they
got to
call them. They're three games
halfway
out.
Halfway through the season.
So if you're a Giant fan,
pennant race is the last month
and you
of the
tune
season.
In tonight, it's a big game. Would you give me that? It's a big game tonight for the Giants.
It's no bigger than yesterday, and it's no bigger than tomorrow.
This is their.
There's 162 games. That's why you don't get wound up after every one.
Man, all I'm saying is they're right now in a pennant race for the Giants. Their pennant race is now because that deadline's coming, and they got to figure out what to do. You think Farhan is sitting there scratching his head saying, damn, how do I go tell Bochy that, hey, we're going to start selling now. We're going to start selling, boys. Like, I don't know how you do that right now. Let's go to John and Benicia. He believes the Giants should be sellers. John, you don't want the Giants to go for it here? You're on 95.7 a game.
What's up, guys? So I think the organization, the players, Bochy, Farhan, everybody knew going into the season how the last few years have gone and what this year was going to provide. You don't want to let Bumgarner walk off into the sunset and not try to get anything back for him. You have to look at the whole season, like Steiny just said. We're only halfway through the season. And we're acting like we're in the deep end of the season in a pennant race, and the season's about to be over. I mean, if you look at the whole half that we've played, this last couple weeks, 2 or 3 weeks, yeah, it's good, but compared to everything else, it's just bad. It's empty numbers. I mean, you know, teams, good or bad, like you mentioned, the Marlins going on a little bit of a winning streak, too. That doesn't mean they're a good team. That doesn't mean the Giants are a good team. And, I mean, for me, you know, if they get to 500, that's a good season for the Giants this year. You know, it's better than the last few seasons. But, you know, say they sneak into the wild card game, they're not going to go any further than that.
How do you know that?
So why waste? Nobody knows that. But if you look at the talents out there, are they going to beat the Dodgers? Are they going to beat any of these other teams that are going to be in the playoffs? I mean, if you look at it, and a lot of Giants fans that I know as well, you know, they win a game, they're all excited. They lose a game, okay, we should sell. They should stick to the plan. They should sell off some players, get some guys back, and rebuild this. And say you want to go be buyers at the deadline. Who the heck are you going to give to another team to make a trade and go out there and acquire somebody? We don't have anybody. People aren't going to want our veterans for somebody else's veterans. They're going to want good young prospects, And the last several seasons on those World Series championship pushes just, you know, took all of our stuff away from the minors. So we just got to restock, you know, keep our nose to the ground and keep going and see where it goes. Appreciate the time, guys.
Thanks, John, for the phone call. What do you guys think about what John had to say there?
Well, if the according to you guys, if the Giants are one or two games out on July 31st, would you trade a prospect?
I wouldn't.
I would not. That's what you don't have enough of.
Well, then what you're saying, you don't have conviction in what you're saying. You really don't. If you're saying, go for it, I'm all in, well, then put your money where your mouth is and go get another veteran and buy a player and go for it. But the reality is, you know damn well this team is not where you want it to be. And so you're not going to trade a prospect. So if they go trade Will Smith, go ahead and do that. And Dyson, go ahead and do that. That doesn't do anything as far as I'm concerned. I mean, if you really say go for it, go trade a prospect. Go trade one of those guys.
Okay, give me this. The Giants may be better with their older core than we thought. Has that crossed your mind, Stoney?
Are they going to be better than three years ago?
Well, I'm not saying 3 years ago. I'm saying at the beginning of this season. And now all of a sudden they're starting to hit and they're starting to get in their groove. How long will it last? Is it fool's gold? We'll find out. But they're 8-2 in their last 10. And guess what? They got another 10. They got another 20, Stoney. And if they keep playing, you don't need to add. You can let this thing play out. That's all I'm saying. That's all I'm saying. And for you to go give up prospects, which you don't have as an organization.
You do have them. You got the catcher, Joey Bart.
Elliot Ramos.
We need some Joey Barts with an S. But I'm just saying, you can't just go flip them and then what are you getting in return?
Chris Shaw? Maybe you flip Chris Shaw.
I mean, I guarantee you get something for Joey Bart.
I asked you two the main weakness of this team.
Of course,
you don't do that.
And that's what going for it means.
Chris Shaw, though, is a position of weakness. Chris Shaw's in AAA. He's got 11 bombs. He's hitting nearly 300. Maybe you get something for Chris Shaw. Maybe say, if I'm serious, Chris Shaw, we're not sold on you yet. Maybe we'd do that. Now, I get it. You don't want to trade an outfielder when a team has struggled developing outfielders over the last 30-plus years. But, man, if you're right there in it, I may dangle a Chris Shaw. I may dangle a Ty Block and say, get me a veteran in here to help me for the last 2 months of the season. That's all I'm saying. But you don't trade a Joey Bart. No, you don't do that. Let's go to Renee in Oakland real quick before we hit the break. Renee in Oakland, he wants to talk Giants here on 95.7 The Game. What's up, Renee?
Hey, guys. How you doing?
We're good.
I really don't understand this talk about playoffs and the Giants. They're old. They're hot right now. I'll give you that. But you said they've been 23-18. Well, they started off 22-31. I still think, like you guys are saying, wait it out 2 weeks. I think they'll show their true colors. They're, I think, an average team, which isn't good enough to make the playoffs when you start off 22-31. Now, an average team is way better than we thought that they were going to be, but that doesn't mean that they should be even selling anything to try to get to the playoffs. Buying anything to try to make the playoffs. I think they should be trying to sell all of their assets so that they can get cookies in the cupboard and be good 2-3 years down the road.
Thanks for the phone call, Renee. I hear you. Do Giants fans want to wait 2 or 3 years? Do they want to wait 2 or 3 years for a winner?
And there's no guarantee if you wait.
No guarantees at all.
And Bruce Bochy's gave you three World Series
titles.
What has
sitting tight gotten you the last 3 years?
Do you owe that to Bochy, though, if they're this close? See, I know you scoff and you hate the ideology behind that, but
what do you think?
This guy's delivered three World Series titles.
And he came into the year and he knew what he was looking at.
How do you know Bochy
isn't looking in the mirror and saying, geez, oh, God, this is fool's gold? Because I've seen baseball for 45 years and I know we don't have it, but we're playing well right now. You know, managers and coaches know how good their team is. I'm not saying that's the way he's thinking. But, okay, so again, that's fine. Throw out the plan so Bruce Bochy can give it a shot. Just, if that's what you're going to do, I get it. But then if you don't make the playoffs and you're sitting with the same team and you haven't gotten any younger, okay, then we go into next year and maybe they'll get better. Their fifth year after all their primes are passed.
And my whole point to you is What if they get packages or offers they don't like for Will Smith and Mad Bum?
Well, then don't make the moves.
Okay, so
nobody
can you still
compete deal.
And not make the moves if you don't like them? That's all that I'm saying. Barry Bonds is not out there to go add to this team. And if you try to go do that, you got to give up some what you don't have. And that's a bunch of prospects. I'm saying, and I told you, Steiny, Bonte, let it play out.
888-957-9570. Fans, Giants fans out there, baseball fans out there, should the Giants buy or sell? 888-957-9570. Should the Giants buy or sell despite this recent winning streak and this offensive explosion that they've had in the last couple weeks here? 888-957-9570. We want to hear from you. Stay on hold. If you're on hold, we'll get you in just a second here. It's Matt Steinmetz, Derek Guru Johnson, Bonte Hill, right here on 95.7 The Game, brought to you by Fremont Bank. Full service banking, no compromises.
Now back to Bonte, Steiny, and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Welcome back to BS&G. Matt Steinmetz, Derek Guru Johnson, Bonte Hill here on 95.7 The Game. We'll talk to Scott Miller at 11 o'clock, national columnist for Bleacher Report. Wrote an interesting article the other day about robot umpires, and they are coming to a stadium near you. We'll get into that with Scott Miller, plus his thoughts on the San Francisco Giants and where they stand right now at 45-49, four games under 500, three back of the second NL wildcard spot. Game tonight in Colorado, tomorrow in Colorado, then four against the New York Mets, three against the Cubs, three against the Padres on the road, and then three at Philadelphia. We'll talk about where the Giants are at with Scott Miller coming up, plus Robbie Thompson at 12 o'clock. Steve Mariucci at 1 o'clock right here on BSNG. Fellas, we're going to ask the audience here, what do you want to see the Giants do? What do Giants fans want? Do they want to see them buy or sell, or do they want to see them stand pat? We'll take some phone calls here at 888-957-9570. Let's start it off with Kyle in San Jose. Kyle in San Jose, what should the Giants do? Buy or sell before the deadline? Kyle, there he gone. Let's go to Ned in Petaluma. Ned in Petaluma. So the Giants buy or sell? What's your thoughts here on 95.7 The Game?
Ultimately, it's got to be buy. But let me explain something really quick. I understand Steiny, I understand Guru, but I'm looking at VegasInsider.com. They're saying Giants are 250-1 to win the pennant and 5,000-1 to win the World Series. I know people say, oh, the Giants have done weirder things, but you have to look at all those winning seasons case by case, because all of the strange stuff that happens is mutually exclusive from their ability to be able to play after the All-Stars games. So I like the giddiness of Guru. He has a history of getting excited about certain things, but you got to trust the numbers on this one. And if you're thinking ahead, like Bill Belichick or Billy Beane following the numbers, you got to be able to say to yourself, what is the most logical thing to do? And that is to sell. And you know what? If we do have talent on the team, and after we do sell, then perhaps maybe there still is a chance, you know? But ultimately, you got to sell. You got to prepare for the future. You can't get excited about a small win streak in after seeing this long drought for the last 2 to 3 years or whatever. So I'm going with the sell. And thanks for taking my call.
Anytime, Ned. What's your thoughts on that, Steiny?
I agree.
And again, I'm not saying I disagree. What is the package? What is the magical package that you could get for Mad Bum or anybody in a Giant uniform that I said I wouldn't have a problem seeing them go if you were going to get a major haul? The bottom line is I love math. And Steiny, you mentioned August. My point to you and all Giant fans is, damn, this team is so on the board of being in it or being out of it. They're 1-4-5-game streak for all this talk just being done. So in baseball, the pennant race has already started. You have to win as much as possible. So there is no, to me, magical August 1st, let's see where we're at. It's not going to mean a damn thing if you don't start playing good sound baseball now, which they are. And I'm here for the ride. When we were in Vegas, it was 5.5, and I took some heat. It's 4.5. It's 3.5. Steiny, I know you are looking at it, and I'm not saying you're wrong through the prism of the GM or Farhan, but I'm looking at it through the prism of people. Bochy has meant a whole hell of a lot to that organization. He's delivered 3 championships. My thing to you is, do you think maybe Farhan could be like, damn, you know, all depending on what's on his desk in regard to packages, could he just be like taking a page out the movie Major League? I was going to hit the nuke button on this season. Bonte, something's happening right now. I owe it to them to ride it out. Now, if we find out he turned down deal on top of deal, then we could say, hey, you know, you kind of went for it. But I just think Bochy's on his last year, Matt, is just old. Maybe let's see where this thing goes.
Okay. I mean, I
could be fired for that.
Even have a response to that. I mean, I really don't. Bruce Bochy a shot. Okay. Then change your big picture idea. I mean, clearly, Bruce Bochy knew this season. We were talking in the offseason. Is it really even fair to have Bochy manage this team?
Right.
Well, he came and managed this team. So now they owe him. They owe it to Bruce Bochy to put aside moving forward with the organization. Basically, if you're saying they owe Bruce Bochy, well, then the rebuild is forestalled a year.
That's
fine if you're going to do that.
Let's say you saw Bruce Bochy at the beginning of the season or spring training in the supermarket. Maybe Bruce thought he has some guys that have not played up to par, Bonte, in the last 2 years, but they got the championship pedigree. My point is, what if he already knew then, I think if we could get hot, we could go on a run. So who's to say he was already mailing it in? That's what I'm saying.
I'm not saying he was mailing it in. I've never said anybody mails
or
it
mentally
in. No
mailing
pro
it in.
Player mails it in. The Giants are going out to play. The Bruce Bochy was never going to mail it in. I'm just saying he knew what he was getting into, and he knew if the team was in this kind of position that they may sell off some pieces. And just because they're four under, you're going to change your philosophy. I'm not doing that. I'm just not doing that. Makes no sense to me.
Giants' chances to make the playoffs yesterday, according to Fangraphs, was at 0.9%. It's gone up today.
To wins.
To 2.4%, according to Fangraphs. They have a 2.4% chance of making the playoffs, according to Fangraphs. On the Chilton Auto Body text line from the 650, Farhan is not stupid. Who has the Giants beat? Who have the Giants beat during this hot stretch? Nobody. Sell, sell, sell. Well, I will say Milwaukee's a somebody.
I thought the Padres were somebody, but they're on tough times, too.
Milwaukee's a somebody. I mean, who did they play before the break, the Giants?
Whoever's on the schedule, man.
I mean, come on. 5-1-0, stop being prisoners of the moment. This team has been trash the last two-plus years. Now you want to jeopardize a future for short-term success. Stop it. Stop it. So a lot of people here seem like they want the Giants to stand pat or just continue to go with the game plan, which is sell, which was that was the game plan before the season, especially after they struck out on Bryce Harper. Let's go to Mike in Livermore. He believes the Giants. I want to get his thoughts here. Mike, you're on 95.7 The Game. Should the Giants buy or sell?
I don't think they buy or sell. I think that kind of like what Guru's saying, Sam Pat's the way to go. If you look at the way that they've been playing, they're not just squeaking out wins here and there. The bats are coming alive. They're crushing people. And despite people saying that they're not playing anybody, they've won the series over the last month and a half against the Diamondbacks, the Rockies, the Cardinals, the Brewers. The only team that they haven't won a series against is the Dodgers, and nobody seems to be able to do that right now. So I think you got to hold out. If they go on a little bit of a losing streak here in the next week or so, then you sell. But if they keep doing what they're doing and keep closing that gap to the wild card, you got to ride it out, man.
Thanks for the call, DeMarcus. And I just looked this up here, and thanks, Lucas, for being in my ear about this, but they beat the Cardinals 2 out of 3 before the break. Remember that? They should have swept that series. Should have swept the Brewers. I know they didn't. They didn't, but they won 2 out of 3.
It's so
and
funny.
They're a game away.
Why should they have swept the Brewers? They won one of the games in extra innings. They could have lost that game. In extra innings. I mean, it's just they could have blew the game.
I truly love you. But
all right, there were 5-5 in extra innings in the first game.
Yeah, they had the lead Saturday. But you're right, Stoney. They won what it – But, man,
they were close to sweeping
it right
there. The
glass is half full or is half empty. It's all on how you want to look at it, man.
All right, let's go to DeMarcus and Vallejo. DeMarcus and Vallejo, you're on 95.7 a game. So the Giants buy or sell?
Hey, how you guys doing, man?
We're good.
Yeah, I'm thinking about, man, buying, bro, because I'm going to say it like this. I believe every bit, each one of you have a good fact, you know, but the numbers aren't always right, man, not all the time. And right now, I really believe that these dudes believe in that clubhouse. And not only – I don't think that they owe Bochy anything, but I think they want to play for him. This is his last time, you know, and they're going out with a bang. But I'm just saying, if you do sell, right, I mean, there's no guarantee on what you're going to get back. So why not push all your chips in the middle of the table and just go for the gusto? Either way, you're going to have to change it later on anyways, right? I kind of think that we should just stay the course, like Guru said, swing these bats as hard as heck, and then see what we can make out of it. Other than that, bro, either way is a guess. Thanks for listening to me, guys.
No problem. No problem. First he said bye, DeMarcus, that is. Then he said stay the course. So which one is it? From the 510 on the Chilton Auto Body text line, Bonte, they're in last place in the division. Your talk this morning is baffling. Well, I didn't know you just needed to win a division to get in the playoffs.
You don't.
This isn't 1993. You know, that changed. That format is done. You can get into the playoffs as a wild card. And last time I checked, the Giants are 3 games out of the wild card. 3 games out. And all those teams ahead of them, Washington, they're okay. They don't have a pen. They don't have a bullpen. They have great starters with Scherzer and Patrick Corbin and Steven Strasburg.
They got warts.
They have flaws. The Phillies. Phillies aren't playing well. Brewers aren't playing well. They don't have good pitching. Pirates, they're struggling.
Giants have surpassed them in the long card.
Colorado, they're playing them. We just saw Colorado yesterday. They're okay. Great offense. Subpar pitching. Who else is there? Arizona? I mean, come on. Come on.
They've won 3 in a row. And I guess what I'm trying to sell, Stiney and Bonte, is what if that 3 got to 9? See, you scoff and laugh.
You can't go that way. I scoff because that's not the way you build a franchise. That's not what you use to make it. The next 6 games are going to determine the Giants' future?
Oh, no.
Is that what you're saying?
No, I was just saying the math would be more attractive.
Yeah. They win 6 more in a row.
That doesn't stop you from building or moving somebody.
Well, then, I don't know what you want. I really don't.
I guess I feel like you're raining on the parade of hope.
Okay,
and if that three were to get to eight, you're not stopping. I'm not saying, you know, you ain't that guy.
Jeez.
But you can do both, I guess, what I'm trying to get over to you, Steiny. Like, if this 3 gets to 8, and then let's say they're in the second wild card, do you come in here and say, we know the obvious, you still got to build and replenish the farm system.
So you don't do it. You're not going to do it.
But I guess what I'm asking you, what does that look like? Is that a trade that they turn down? Because I feel like you can accomplish both, Steiny.
The question was whether the Giants should buy or sell. I don't think there's any debate. Nothing's changed. They should sell. That's the plan they had coming into the season. Now, I was under the understanding that you were like, let's go for it, and if that means buy, we're going to buy. But it sounds to me like you're saying, let's go for it, and let's sell. So, I agree with that if you could do both. Sell and go for it. Who wouldn't take that?
Yeah, Clippers last year. Remember, they had that fire sale. We thought they were mailing it in. How dare they? And then look what they did. They were professional. They manned up and they balled. I'm not saying the Giants could do that, but the way that this is going, I mean, Crawford's showing life. The whole offense is hitting. Posey's hitting home runs. I mean,
they're in Coors Field.
They were in Milwaukee, too.
Didn't the Tampa Bay Rays trade Archer and make a run for the playoffs?
Yeah, and they got Meadows and Glasnow.
Yeah, that's right.
And They still, yeah, have success.
Well, hey, everybody on hold. Moosehawn, Eric Sleprock, we will get to you after this interview. Please stay on hold here. 888-957-9570. We'll get to your calls after we talk to Scott Miller from Bleacher Report. You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco, aradio.com sports station. Good friend Scott Miller, National Major League Baseball columnist for Bleacher Report, wrote a great piece yesterday debating the future of robot umpires, and we'll get to that in just a second. Scott, welcome back to 95.7 The Game with Matt Steinman, Stereo Guru Johnson, Bonte Hill. It's good to hear from you, Scott. Thanks for taking some time out today. Just, we're talking about the Giants here, who have all of a sudden, since June 1st, won. Their record right now is 23-15 since June 1st. They're all of a sudden hot. They're hitting the ball. They're pitching well. They have a good pen. The bats have come around. You saw what Crawford did yesterday. And now all of a sudden, they're three games out of the second wild card spot. 2 weeks until the deadline coming up, Scott. What do the Giants do here? What does Farhan do? Does he stand pat and just let this play out? Or if they are one or two games out of the wild card come the deadline, do you actually continue with the plan to sell?
It's been fun watching these Giants. They won, what, 10 out of 12, and they've got all kinds of, they're hot. They've got all kinds of wins. But it's dangerous, man. I think fool's gold. I don't think you can be distracted by the big picture, which is, there's nothing in the farm system. The major league team has been questionable until the last couple weeks. But the question is, to me, there's the Giants have been pushing off this rebuild for a year or two. They probably should have started last year. Now all of a sudden, they're hot. It's been fun, but they're still 17 games behind the Los Angeles Dodgers. To me, if I'm playing in the National League West, if I'm Arizona, Colorado, San Diego, San Francisco, I got to look in the mirror and say, I know the wild card's out there, but in each division, you measure yourself against the team that's leading it. And right now, there's such a big gap between the Dodgers and everybody else. I know it's tempting to play hard for that wild card slot, and I know that of the Giants' three World Series wins, the last one in 2014, they entered the playoffs as a wild card slot. So I know it can be done, but I think if I'm the Giants, I wait. What this does is at least makes me wait another week or two, and let's see if they can continue winning so much. But I think I still got to hit the button on the rebuild.
Scott Miller joins us courtesy of the Dialpad guest line. Dialpad helps you make smarter calls. So, Scott, what type of haul, if they do sell Madison Bumgarner, what type of prospect do you think the Giants can get for a Madison Bumgarner who will have 2 months remaining on his current deal, and then, of course, he'll be a free agent after the season?
Yeah, it's and that's the thing, because he's a rental, half-season rental, the package. That's where it's going to become difficult because, you're not going to get like five prospects back in this monster haul for him. But if you can get one, at least one impact player top five guy from somebody's system, for example, that you're going to have control over for the next several years as club control, that's probably it. Maybe a solid prospect and another couple of guys who maybe could become somebody. I think 2-3 players coming back in the package, won't be like a five-player deal.
The Giants operated a certain way under Brian Sabian, and it seems to me that they brought in Zaidi to rebuild the team, to build the farm system. So, I mean, if all of a sudden a hot stretch of 2 weeks, you really think that they may alter that philosophy for a hot streak? And here's the other thing. Are there general managers that are strong at getting prospects and other general managers who are better at getting free agents? And would this be like not playing into Zaidi's strength?
I I'm going to give you a broad yes to all of the above. I think yes, if I followed everything.
Yeah, it was a bad question.
No. Believe me.
I mean, Zaidi's strength was the money ball type of thing, right?
Right.
So
right.
Why would you not ask him to do that?
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.